All right, good evening. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. All right, the Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting will be on April 19th, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Right now we're going to look for portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in. Come now, please. Okay, since I'm the only Echolink station in here tonight, I'm going to move right forward into opening the floor. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
2PFM, good evening, Kevin. WA2U.
All right, we have two so far on deck, N2PFM George and WA2U John. Tell you what, George, go ahead, take the floor. It's yours. Tell us what happened up in your neck of the woods today.
Well, good evening to both of you, N2PFM. I think you know what I'm going to be talking about tonight, about my neighbor. I went to the real property office. They pulled up the most recent land survey for this past year, and I'm 100% right. This guy is 100% wrong. I did get a hold of some, and he was and everything, and among other things, some of the things I can't say on here, but among the other things that he is, he's a BSer. He's one of these as big a brash young wild buck as you can get. He gets an idea in his head, he just totally charges ahead with everything, and he's gotten himself in scrapes already. He hounded one of his relatives so badly that the guy gave him a large sum of money just for him to go away. I found out also he gives adult toys to children for Christmas time, and he picks up these little trinkets that you pick up in the stores as examples. He goes on the internet, an internet site, and he sells them at exorbitant prices. So this guy is a real gem, and from what I was told, once this guy latches on to you, he never gives up. He says, expect to be arrested many times for trespassing, expect to be accused many times of harassment, expect that you're going to be in court at least a dozen times a month with him. Even if he can't afford a lawyer, he just goes on his own to make sure you have to go, because if you don't go, then he wins. And the other thing he likes is another nice little game he likes to pull there, too. He will latch on to you like that. He will not, there's just no thing of him letting go of you. He just on and on. Already, I'm going down to the sheriff's department tomorrow, and I'm going to find out just how far things have to go before I can get a restraining order or before I can get him locked up for harassment. So, anyway, that's the story right now. It's a shame in my old age I got to put up. Okay, God bless. Temperature here is 37 degrees. Temperature range today was 37 to 42. And very, very windy. N2PFM clear.
Well, George, it sounds like you've had an exciting moment in time here. Hopefully things will settle down for you. Yeah, over here in Oneonta, we've got 42 right now. We had a high of 47 and had just a tenth of an inch of rain so far today. So not a real wet one. In fact, I'm hearing maybe the snowmobilers might have another opportunity to go out and play again. So far, the watch that I'm looking at right now looks like probably from the Sunday night time frame into early next week. So we'll keep our eyes peeled on that one. Looks like there's a system that's trying to gain some clarity and strength and may give us some interesting weather for our first day of spring. So kind of funny, we really haven't had a massive snowstorm all winter, and now on the first day of spring we might actually see some accumulating snow. All right, we'll move forward here. Dave, KD2ERR, I do see you here in the Echolink. I'll move back to you momentarily. I've got John here on deck. WA2U, go ahead, take the floor. It's yours.
Kevin, it's okay with you. I'll give it up to the other Echolink station, and you can pick me up in case things can change on Echolink. Your call, WATM. I'm willing to stand by.
Okay, I received you. That's very courteous of you to do that, because you know how sometimes Echolink might get a little flaky and can happen to have some problems. Dave, I do see you here in Echolink. If you want to go ahead, sign yourself in and take the floor. It's yours.
Well, good evening, everybody. KD2ERR. Name here is Dave. Thanks for letting me jump in here, Kevin. Appreciate it. And everybody else on the net. Kind of lost track of what time it was and didn't quite get here at 9 o'clock. So I had a nice evening out. I'm a member of the local Lions Club, and we had one of our two monthly meetings tonight and discuss some of our fundraising efforts and some of our projects for the upcoming year. So it's another thumb I have my, or another pie I have my thumb into. So with that, I'll say 7-3 and appreciate letting me come in on the net. KD2ERR, back to net control.
All right, Dave. Yeah, glad you made it in here. I'm purposely running Echolink tonight from my laptop, so that way I can actually keep an eye on who comes and goes out of Echolink here. So I'm glad I just looked over and saw you. That was really cool. All right, John, WA2U, I'll let you take the floor, and after you're done, we'll throw another call out to see if there's anyone else out there. So, John, go ahead, take the floor. It's yours.
Okay, WA2U. Well, good evening to the group this evening, and those out there listening. Good evening to George and Dave and you, Kevin, James, and whoever else might be checking in. Yeah, George, I worked for 30 years, and I won't get into all the details, but the capacity I worked in and what I went to college for and that kind of thing. But we had a one of the things I used to share with people that ran, and I was a supervisor, and sometimes, if you can remember this in any order, ignore, redirect, reinforce. Ignore, redirect, and reinforce. So, you know, you'll be surprised, believe me, after 30 years. So, anyways, what did I do today? I ordered a battery. It fits in the same housing as a sealed battery, but I noticed they upped the amperage, so I said, why should I go with a 7 ampere hour when I can put a 9 ampere hour in that same spot? It was only a difference of a few bucks. I have a weatherproof case, and I put some Anderson power poles on it, and so I ordered that, and what else did we do? It was kind of strange weather. The wind was blowing, it was rainy, it was just a it was a good excuse to stay inside, I guess. And Dave, a comment for you with the Lions Club. I used to belong to the Liverpool Lions Club for years when I lived down in the Clay area. And I'm so glad that you have a club that's still staying together. It's not about quantity, it's about quality. I know our group was always shuddering at the thought. We had, I don't know, 20 or 30, and when I had moved, the club was down to, I don't know, probably a half a dozen, but the work was the same amount. So I'm glad that, you know, people are able to keep things together, and I know a lot of clubs that have combined forces. You know, there's a lot more strength if a lot of people have their hand on the rope than just a couple people. So if everyone works together, that's a good thing. Kevin, okay on the diversity. They're trying out the laptop. I guess it's plan A, B, and C. I was going to pick on you the other night. You say you tip your hat. I wonder if you're a hat person. Yours truly, I have hats. In fact, I just ordered a genuine bowler from London. And so I said, Kat, when he said I'm going to pick on him, I actually have a hat tree out in their gym. There's three spots left on it. It'll hold like 20 hats. I have fedoras and derbies and, well, what do they call those other things? I've got a Stormy Kroner hats and all kinds of different things. Unusual. They're conversation pieces. It's not the thing you just find anywhere. There's a lot of them are handmade and things, and you paid yearly for it. But so when you tip your hat, I'm always wondering what type of hat it is. Is it pork pie or whatever? Turn it back over to you, Kevin. Thanks for doing the net. We'll listen here for a while and for comments. And George, sometimes, you know, as I said, ignore, redirect, reinforce. WATU back to net.
Okay, John, yeah, actually you have me laughing over here. KD2FBM out here, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Actually, believe it or not, I do wear hats quite often, and usually it's a baseball hat with some kind of either a logo for a Jeep, because I, you know, I love my Jeep and whatnot. I got a Jeep Wrangler. It's the Rubicon Unlimited, the old style before they made this new change here back in, I think it was 2007 they went and made the new change. Yeah, so that, or my other one that I wear as a hat is my WeatherNet 6 hat from WRGB CBS 6 in Albany, which I supply them with the latest information for their newscast from the Oneonta area, because actually we are the furthest point west that they reach out to. So normally when weather comes through, we're their first line of defense, and Steve LaPointe, their chief meteorologist, knows he can always either A, pick up the phone, or B, send me a message and say, hey, what are you seeing out there? And I can give him a first-hand view, so that's kind of fun. So, all right, I tell you what, like I said, this is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Tell you what, we'll look for some further check-ins. Come now, please.
KC2NBU.
Okay, KC2NBU, Ray, how have you been doing? I haven't heard from you, since the last time we chatted. Go ahead, tell me what's going on and share with the rest of us.
Well, we got 36 degrees up on the hill here, and still fighting with my furnace. I kind of built a furnace to heat the house with waste vegetable oil. So if it smells like Burger King on the road, it's probably just my furnace. But we've had some hiccups. We've put 400 hours on the burner already, so we've been heating with it all winter. And it's exceeded my expectations in a lot of areas, but it's also finicky is a good word.
Oh, man, I tell you what, Ray, you guys have a good sense of humor up there. I have to admit, I'm sitting here chuckling. Yeah, if I drive up by your house, I'll just have to keep a nose to the wind, and if I smell Burger King out in your neck of the woods, I'll know we're close by. So that's kind of funny. Oh, it's great. All right, tell you what, we're still looking for any other check-ins, or if anyone has any comments or queries, come now, please.
WATU.
WA2U, John, this is KD2FM. Go ahead, take the floor. It's yours.
I'm just trying to picture how many four-legged creatures Ramos have around his house. I cooked something up today, and I put the vent on over the stove, and of course it pulls everything outside through the system, and what was inside smelled pretty good to me, but I'm thinking, boy, there's some creatures out there. Kathy goes, you know where we live, it's kind of remote. We may have some big four-legged creatures knocking on our door here on the back patio, or the back deck, rather. So I'm thinking of Ray up there. So it might get interesting. WATU back to that.
Oh, my gosh. Like I say, you guys really have me rolling tonight. Now, I guess as long as the creature's name isn't Fuzzy Wuzzy, you'll be okay. So, because I know you guys have some bear up that way, and I know they have a good sense of smell, and they also have a palate for pretty much anything that smells good, pretty much will probably taste good to them, too. So, that's great. Good Lord. All right. Are there any more comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
BOW, late one.
All right, hey, you're not too late. We're still here and are having fun, Bob. N5AOW, you are recognized. Go ahead, take the floor. It's yours.
Okay, Kevin. N5AOW. Yeah, sorry to break in so late. Got tied up with a couple of things. Looked at the clock and said, wow, it's almost over. So, anyway, don't want to hold you up. No problem there. Didn't have a whole lot to really talk about. It was a windy, windy day today. That's about all I can say. I stayed inside and got away from it. We had rain up here. So with that, I'll turn it back to you. You have a good evening. N5AOW, back to Net Control.
Ah, no problem, Bob. No problem. Yeah, we try to hang on as long as we can, so make sure we get everybody here. So, yeah, I tell you what, I'll throw another call out there because see if maybe there might be some other late stragglers that might want to sneak in really quick. KD2FPN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please. Okay, I'll make this a final call for any last-minute comments, queries, or late check-ins. KD2FPM, the net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 2121 local time and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight, and let's see, if I go down the list, we had N2PFM George, WA2U John, KD2ERR Dave, KC2NBU Ray, and N5AOW Bob. Your check-ins are always welcome and greatly appreciated, and I'd like to thank those who listened in on their scanners tonight. Hope you enjoyed the humorous chit-chat and information that's out there. All right, until tomorrow night, I'm also going to check out, and I'll be departing the Echolink system here, too, at the same time. This is KD2FPM. I will say 7-3 and be clear through the Echolink system. Thanks, guys. Take care.
W2JUV for Act-10, United County Traffic Emergency Net. Current net being held on 14517, but is always looking for stations to check in here with traffic or without.
And N5VOW.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
N5AOW and KC2NVU. Good evening. Thanks for checking in. Are there any others to check in this evening with Octon? This is Octon looking for stations to check in to Annette this evening. Octon, United County Traffic Emergency Net. Are there any stations out there we'd like to check in this evening? Okay, hearing none additional. Thanks to those stations who did check in tonight. This is W2JUV returning to 145.17.